Hello and welcome to Euromonitor International's podcast series. My name is Jessica, and today I am joined by Euromonitor's consumers expert, Jana Ruda, who is going to be talking to us about the metaverse. Hi, Jana.
Hello.
You're a bunny right now.
Yeah, I am.
For our listeners, we are recording this podcast as avatars. We thought it would be interesting to see what it was like to be in the metaverse while we talk about the metaverse. That being said, we are talking about metaverse. It's a very hot topic right now. Some people are saying that it's essential to adopt this channel in order to secure the future in a digitally developing universe. Many global players are doing just that, yet some companies are reluctant to enter the metaverse because of everything being in the cloud and the poor reputation of cryptocurrencies, which are really often intertwined with the metaverse. In this podcast, we are interested in how to make the metaverse work for the non-tech company and to really get the most out of the metaverse opportunity. So let's start from the beginning. Jana, what is the metaverse?
Metaverse is a next iteration of the internet, which combines multiple virtual spaces. Presently, we are living in a flat two-dimensional digital world, and metaverse takes us a step further to three-dimensional virtual world, which is, or at least it strives to be, highly interactive, highly experiential, and also highly gamified.
So in this metaverse, what are people doing there right now?
At this point of development, metaverse also strikes us as a form of game. It's a form of entertainment. For instance, our beloved platforms, which we're usually using during the pandemic, like TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, or gaming platforms such as Minecraft, Fortnite, Roblox, they all are a conception of metaverse, and they all are first and foremost about entertainment.
Okay. So all of that sounds really entertaining and engaging from a consumer point of view, especially for consumers that might be younger or more digitally savvy consumers. So, but how can a business benefit from the metaverse?
Yeah, that's a good question. And sure, business can benefit from, various businesses can benefit from metaverse. And probably a universal advice is to follow the consumer. I think there are three major ways for a company to follow its consumer into the metaverse. The company can start with baby steps, or it can dive right in. It's basically dealer's choice.
Okay, so that actually brings us to exactly why we're here. So the three ways in which brands and companies can get in on the metaverse. So let's start with what you called those baby steps into the metaverse. What would that look like?
Well, the most cautious players, the most cautious companies can start by incorporating the metaverse in their present marketing strategy. And the easiest way to do that is probably replicating the present physical world marketing solutions in the digital world, in digital universe. Or that can be advertising on billboards, for example, or on digital real estate. It might be placing a banner, adding a YouTube channel, or promoting social profiles from Instagram or TikTok. And another way to market yourself in metaverse can be sponsoring or hosting an event in the digital world. And for example, American pop star Ariana Grande in 2021 headlined the US Fortnite Rift Tour. That was a series of scheduled in-game musical experiences, and Ariana held 5 shows while the players or the fans could travel side by side with their friends and other fans and users and explore this virtual world and listen to popular songs like Raindrops or Be All Right and all other hits as well.
Okay, so that all sounds like a really good way to kind of just like dip your toe into the space, like using the marketing concepts that you're already familiar with and just placing those inside of metaverse spaces that already exist. But what about companies that want to just dive a little bit deeper into that space?
Yeah, you probably mean those medium courageous.
Yeah.
A medium courageous company could introduce the tryout of a product or service in digital space. Because, you know, after all, metaverse consumers are highly open to new experiences. They want to try new things, and companies can build on that. We can see this happening through virtual 3D manuals or digital travel guides. In fact, 1 in 3 consumers already in 2022 have used virtual reality to view manuals, to tour a potential hotel room or shop for furniture virtually. One of the most extensive examples of providing experiences in Meta is Hyundai Mobility Adventure Roblox. The offering includes 5 theme parks. For instance, one of the parks is the Future Mobility City, where players can experience future mobility solutions and drive the cars with the new technologies. Another one is a racing park where players can, well, they can race in Hyundai Motors high performance end cars.
Wow, that sounds really fun. I would probably enjoy that. But the idea of furniture shopping in the metaverse is really exciting. You can sit on your couch and like shop for other couches. They all feel the same. But I imagine that the buy-in for this type of approach is substantially higher, given that you have to do a lot more development to make the experience exciting for consumers. So I think that kind of brings us to the far end of the spectrum. So, you know, if you're working on this development, if you're building out these experiences for your consumers, what could a business do if that business wants to go fully in on the metaverse?
Well, probably the best advice would be to avatarize or create digital twin business for itself and parallel those operations what company does in physical world to the digital world. Mm-hmm. And although traditionally metaverse is thought about as a platform for gamers, now Meta consumers are more going beyond those fantastic experiences, and they are searching for conventional daily products and services for their online personas, those avatars, just in virtual realm. And metaverse becomes a digital layer of everyday life. And 3 out of 4 global consumers state that they value real world experiences, while 1 in 5 think that more of the everyday activities should shift to online platforms. Mm. And actually, when you think about it, there are several examples. There are many examples of this happening. The retailer Walmart entered the metaverse arena, and it tends to sell virtual goods like electronics, home decorations, toys, of course, personal care products, which are devoted for the avatars. The avatars can already enjoy Disney theme parks on Metaverse. And, for example, McDonald's, the company plans to operate a virtual restaurant with home delivery to virtual premises so that, you know, avatars won't stay hungry.
Home delivery to virtual premises. I didn't think I would ever hear that sentence. So all of these things are just consumer-facing ways of entering the metaverse. You know, you can take your marketing, you can take your brand experiences, or you could take your whole brand into the metaverse. Those are, you know, 3 very good options. And we talk a lot at Euromonitor about, you know, the work from anywhere trend and digital transformation. So I'm wondering, you know, if we're talking about these 3 ways that a business can, you know, bring themselves to the metaverse for their consumers, are there ways in which companies could bring the metaverse into their internal operations for their employees?
Absolutely. This is widely discussed advantage, and its metaverse applicability to the workplaces to overcome such challenges as lack of in-person communication or efficient onboarding, training, and team building when employees, like you said, work from home or work from anywhere. Mm-hmm. And most notorious example is Microsoft, which plans to integrate metaverse features into well-known Microsoft Teams. Mm-hmm. The company claims that it would enable more real-life meetings to be held in 3-dimensional spaces. And well, as Microsoft Teams reach is very high, the solution would cater to more than 250 million users around the world. Mm. Speaking about team building and training activities, the consulting company Accenture is operating another initiative called Nth Floor Employee Onboarding. And this metaverse-based initiative is set to provide the training in virtual reality and to speed up the onboarding and exchange of the knowledge of present employees and future employees as well.
No, I have to say, I think I would have enjoyed that. Like us logging onto this call and seeing ourselves as these cute little avatars, like the fact that I didn't have to worry about getting like done up for a meeting, but I still get to like be present with you with this like beautiful little fireplace behind us. And like, it was exciting to see something on camera other than myself of like this cute little animal. It just makes things a little bit easier, I think.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I thought that it would be a little bit strange, but like seeing it now, I'm like, you know, maybe I could get into this. Maybe I could have some meetings as a fox.
Totally.
It's cute. What can I say? So, you know, obviously there are a lot of ways that companies could benefit both like to their consumers commercially and also internally to help with team building inside of the metaverse. But are there dangers? Like what are the challenges and the outlook for the metaverse in the future?
Sure. You know, although a big hit now, the metaverse has its own share of difficulties it has to overcome to become fully operational. And for starters, it's the interoperability between those numerous platforms of different vendors. They must be merged. So metaverse is working as a unanimous universe rather than a scattered platform. And even with a growing technology, that might take at least 5 years. Mm-hmm. I already mentioned technology. So another challenge is technology. Although companies are racing to develop tech that would empower metaverse experiences, technology is neither user-friendly nor affordable at the moment, which results in, well, naturally results in limited adoption. TikTok Effect Studio, Meta's Reality Labs, Apple Next Virtual Reality Labs, those all players, they promise breakthrough experiences, but they are yet to deliver. Mm. Yet I think that running on strong premises makes metaverse attractive. And those premises, first and foremost, is growing digitalization in everything we do. Work, play, shop, everything we do, our daily life stems from technology. Growing consumers strive for experiences is another strong driver. We want to experience more, experience faster, and search for the experiences that are most lifelike, more realistic. And metaverse boasts to give that. And number three is the growing importance of inclusivity, because metaverse is user-defined and inclusive for all. After all, everyone can adopt the avatar like we did today and be the person one wants to be, unlimited by the physical world constraints.
Well, it sounds like this space is ever growing. And I think to wrap up, I have a very simple question that I kind of just need to know for myself so that I know how invested to get in the metaverse. Is it here to stay?
It is.
I thought so.
Let's get invested.
Yeah. I'm going to really develop this avatar. I'm going to be a really, really cute avatar. I found one where I can be a toilet paper roll instead of a box. So I think I'm going to go with that. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. Listeners, if you want to learn more about any of these topics that we've talked about today, you can find some links in the description. And as always, you can go to euromonitor.com/insights for the most up-to-date insights for your business. Thanks again, Yana.
Thank you.